With the second anniversary of the September 11th attacks this week, many families of the victims still struggle with their loss. There is a victim compensation fund to pay families of those killed or injured $250,000 or more. But so far, less than half of those eligible for the money have signed up. Even though the payouts are prompt, families who take them give up all other legal claims. Here's Day-to-Day's Mike Pesca.
Neither the word victim nor compensation is in the name of the bill which created the Victim Compensation Fund. Past 10 days after September 11th, 2001, the Air Transportation Systems Stabilization Act was a $15 billion airline bailout which established the fund to appease congressional Democrats. Days later, Kenneth Feinberg was appointed special master, and ever since he's been trying to tell everyone who's eligible that the fund is the smart choice.
The fund is an unprecedented act of generosity, and I can't imagine any reason why, if a potential claimant thinks it through, they would not see the wisdom of the fund as an option, as an alternative to anything else.
Ken Feinberg right now, as the special master, is doing a terrific job.
Mark Moeller is a lawyer with Kreindler & Kreindler, the firm representing over 400 9/11 families, including relatives of people on all the planes and in all the buildings. But as much as he praises Feinberg, he doesn't recommend the fund to all his clients.
There are still a class of potential claimants for whom the fund may not work.
For example, people who've received big life insurance payouts, which count against any money the fund grants. Also, the families of people on board airplanes are probably in a better legal position than families of so-called ground victims if they're allowed to sue, win their suits, and get maximum damages. A big if, but still worth it, according to former Department of Transportation official Mary Schiavo, who's now a lawyer representing 58 families suing the airlines. Schiavo says that in addition to the legal reasons to reject the fund, there are philosophical ones.
Right from day one, when they formed the fund, I mean, I said some people will not go to the fund. Some people will sue because for many families, going to a fund, taking a payment, and not being allowed to get discovery and hold the wrongdoers accountable is an absolutely untenable, distasteful, horrible thing.
Lorraine Nadel's husband died in the World Trade Center on 9/11, and she feels that counting life insurance against the fund is wrong.
Am I happy with the way they're doing it? No. You know, the offsets that they're using are really not truly fair. I mean, they're going to offset my husband's life insurance or my husband's 401k. He put into that.
Even with these so-called collateral offsets, Feinberg says that anyone who rejects the fund just isn't being logical.
Oh, I think it's clearly emotional. I mean, after all, under the fund, I have awarded individual claimants as much as $7 million tax-free. It's hard for me to see how the financial implications of the fund are an obstacle. To the contrary, I think they're an incentive. I think it's emotional and the inability of families to come to grips with grief and fear.
In the case of Lorraine Nadel, she's right about the role of emotion. Only with her, it was emotion that made her opt into the fund.
I want it over. I need it to be over. And it's not, you know, yeah, I would like to get $1 million out of this, obviously, but I need closure. This can go on, and a class action suit, there's never going to be. It's just going to be going on and on, and they're going to keep rehashing this and keep rehashing this. How do you move on? You can't.
Feinberg will be holding town hall meetings today in New Jersey. Next week, he'll be traveling to Long Island, Staten Island, and Philadelphia. He says that he'll allow anyone who's thinking of putting in a claim to test the waters without risk. Once the paperwork is in, he'll give an estimate of what reward the fund will offer. But the deadline is drawing near. Forms postmarked after December 21st, 2003 will not be accepted. For Day to Day, I'm Mike Pesca.
Earlier today, after Mike had filed that piece, a federal judge did rule that families can go ahead with filing lawsuits against the airlines, Boeing, the Port Authority of New York, and New Jersey.